接着我哋会录今日嘅经文，经文系嚟自约翰福音嘅第一章一至到五节同埋九至到十八节。
Today's scripture being taken from the book of John, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5 and verses 9 through 18.
我哋会用启应嘅方式读出，先读中文，然后再读英文。
We will first read this responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
约翰福音第一章第一节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。万物是藉着他做的，凡被造的没有一样不是藉着他做的。光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。他在世界，世界也是藉着他做的，世界却不认识他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，作神的儿女。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，并且因常加恩。我们一起读十八节。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with GodAnd the Word was God.
He was in the beginning with God.
All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made.
In Him was light, and the light was the light of man.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
He is the light, which is light unto everyone that has come into the world.
He was in the world, and the world was made through Him.Yet the world did not know him.
He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him.
But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Who were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, but of the will of the man, and of God.
And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory.Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace.Let's read verse 18 together. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known.
今日麦牧师传讲信息的题目是这耶稣是谁。
The title of Reverend Thomas Mack's message today is, Who is Jesus?
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
十几个钟前我哋啱先见过面，好多人系嘛
？It was about a dozen hours ago that we saw many of you.
咁特别，因为我哋有喺呢度，我哋系庆祝耶稣基督嘅降生。
This is very special because here we celebrate the birth of Christ.
呢个带嚟呢个世界一个好特别嘅，亦都好更新嘅改变。
It brought forth a very special transformation.
让我们先一起来祈祷。
Let us pray.
多谢天父你将你自己赐过俾我哋。
Heavenly Father, we thank you because you have given yourself to us.
你儿子来到个世上，就要将你自己嘅一切嘅荣美更完全嘅彰显出嚟。
Your Son came so that He can truly reveal you your glory.
求主俾我哋有开着个眼睛，能够去明白。
Lord, may you open our eyes so that we may understand.
我哋咁样祈祷系奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
We pray this in the Son's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我哋今年嘅圣诞节啊，12月25号又啱啱喺礼拜日。
So this year's Christmas, December 25th, falls on a Sunday.
记唔记得有一年咧，我哋仲系租学校聚会嗰阵时咧
？Do you remember one year when we were still renting an auditorium in a school？
啊，因为咧个学校嘅校景啊，嗰日唔上班。所以学校不能够开门给我们用来做礼拜，记不记得？
Do you remember because the school guards were off on Christmas Day, therefore the school was closed and we couldn't use the facility.
最后呢，我们租用了一个餐馆的阁楼来做礼拜和吃饭。
So we eventually rented or we worshipped in the upstairs room of a restaurant.
记唔记得？
Do you remember？
好多人都仲记得吓，大概系五年前到嘅事。
Was about 5 years ago。
开头我觉得有啲怪怪，系咪啊
？So at the beginning, it felt kind of strange。
你教会崇拜应该系好似好神圣、好安静嘅地方嚟聚会噶，系咪
？So we normally think of a service, a worship service, to be some in a place that is quiet。
摆餐馆咁嘈、咁污糟。咁俗世嘅地方嚟做礼拜
？Why did we pick a restaurant that is noisy and can be so worldly？
开始嘅时候咧，我哋开始嘅时候咧，仲有一半人咧喺嗰度仲喺度饮紧茶嘅。
So when we began our worship service, there were still other customers who were still enjoying their tea。
不过佢哋听到我哋一齐喺度唱圣诞歌崇拜。
And so they were able to listen to our praises of Christmas hymns.
仲有啲企坐企喺侧边听住我哋讲道。
There were also waiters who were listening to the sermon.
我哋系去到一个好似去咗个人群当中去敬拜神，真系一个好特别嘅经历。
It was a very special experience because we went into the world to have our service.
系啊，本来我哋都系应该系去到个人群嘅里面。叫人哋感受到神嘅爱喺当中嘅。
We are meant to go into the world so that the world can enjoy Christ。
记得我哋路加福音佢第二章，我琴日讲啦，第一嗰个圣诞亦都系好似咁嘅样。
So the Luke passage, Luke chapter 2 that we talked about yesterday, that scene of the first Noel was very similar。
因为好多人要喺外地里面咧翻嚟佢哋嘅乡下。要做一个人口统计
because many of the people had to come back to their hometown to fill out the census.
所以咧，咁多人翻嚟嘅时候，连咗原住嘅地方都冇。
So there were so many people around that there were not enough room for people to live in.
所以耶稣就要喺一个又嘈又污糟嗰个马槽嘅里面出世。
Therefore, Jesus was born in a very noisy and not very clean manger.
一开始嘅时候，耶稣呢个 baby 就经历到呢个人间嗰个冷暖。
And the very beginning, baby Jesus already experienced the travails of life.
但系究竟圣诞呢个耶稣究竟系边个咧
？But what is this Jesus? This Christmas Jesus? Who is he?
如果他的一生只是一个好像一个普通人在个母胎里面开始的时候
If he was an ordinary person who was born from a mother's womb
他最多就是这个世界上一个很有智慧的教师
So the best he could achieve would be he'd be the world's best teacher
或者是一个很有道德的一个宗教领袖
Or a very moral religious leader
或者是一个很卓越的政治家
or someone who is very astute as a politician
圣经告诉我们在伯利恒出世这个婴孩他是神
But the Bible tells us this baby who was born in Bethlehem is God.
今天约翰福音这个经文说到耶稣是一个道，即是一个说话。
So in this book of John, chapter 1, it talks about Jesus being the word or the way.
道，原文是叫logos这个事，希列文。
The original Greek for the word word is logos.
希列文的意思是指一个在形成每一件事背后的思想。
And this logo means that it is a being that is behind all the thoughts.
每一件事发生背后的思想，就是 behind all the things will happen.
The thought that is behind everything that is to happen.
不单止在希伯来的文化里面，如果每一件事发生是来自这个思想的时候，
So in the Greek culture, if everything that happens comes from this thought,
这个思想呢，当然会有来自一个有这个思想的人。
This thought must have come from someone who has thoughts.
这一位呢，就是所有事发生的一个最第一个原因，第一个源头了。 And
this is the very beginning of everything that happens.
圣经讲到这个道，就说这个道就是所有事发生的第一个因里面。
So the Bible talks of the word, and that is the word that is behind everything that ever happens.
耶稣就是这个道。
And Jesus is such a word.
他讲到这个第一节，他讲话太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And the very first verse of John, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
耶稣这个道，他讲这个道就在永恒里面，在时间空间还没有的时候，他已经存在了。
So before time and space ever began, in eternity, Jesus, the Word, was already existing.
是远超过在2000年的伯利恒。
It transcends the Bethlehem 2,000 years ago.
在所有我们要在所有历史发生之前，那个事实，耶稣已经是在了。Jesus
was already here before anything, everything that had happened in our history.
是，讲到这个道，这个道就与神同在。
And this word was with God.
是一个很有独特，自己一个独特的性格的。
This is a very unique being.
这个道里面呢，他有一个很独特个体，他从神在永恒里面有不断的交往。
This very unique attribute says that Jesus, before the beginning of the world, was already communing with God.
最讲啊，其实这个道就是神自己了。
And then, of course, it tells us that the Word was God.
这个道它不是被造出来的。This
Word was not created.
它不是一个创造物。It
was not something that was created.
它是神自己，有神一切所有的荣耀，一切的能力。He
is God, He has all God's glory and God's power.
这个道也是神用来创造的一个媒介。
And this word is also what God used as a means to create.
他说当神话有光的时候，这个话的时候，这光就出现了。When
God says, let there be light, light appears.
被造物本身本来没有生命。And
a created thing originally did not have life.
这个道，这个神的儿子就将个生命给过他们，还有维持这个生命。
But God's Word, Jesus, gave them the life and sustained that life.
所有我们的生命都是从这位神这个道而来。
All life comes from the Word.
不是好像进化论讲的，人是进化而来的。
Not like the theory of evolution that people evolved from.
在进化论里面，它不能够解释从这一个物体到另一个物体中间的连接那样东西。
And the theory of revolution could not explain how one being can evolve into something else.
就算讲这个大爆炸的时候, 它爆炸些什么呢? 那样东西在哪里来的呢?
Even with the Big Bang theory, we don't know where that bang comes from.
但我们观察大自然的时候,
when we look at nature, we can see that there is a very wonderful being that created all things.
这个就是三位一体的神里面的创造。
This is the creation of the triune God.
再讲到这个生命,这个道就是我们人的光。
It also tells us that the word is light.
这个道启示和智亮光给世上做一个人,叫他能够来认识这个神。
And this light reveals God to men so that we may know God.
但很明显的,人心里头灰暗的时候,就算他看到这个光, 他都不能够认识神。
But because of the veil over our spiritual eyes, even though there is light, we are not able to see God.
他不能够看见在大自然的创造的里面,在背后看到这个神。
He could not see that behind all these wonderful creation of nature, there is a God.
虽然他知道有神,但他心里头扭曲了神的真理。
Even though they know that there is a God, but they had twisted the truth.
反而追求其他的事物。
But instead, they pursue other things.
他在创造里面看到这些东西的时候,他不信神,反而信了一些风水,信了一些冥想。
And in looking at the wonderful creation, rather than believing in God, they believe in other superstitions.
他们都不会去欢迎,去接受这位创造主。
They would not welcome nor accept this creator.
我们每一个国家都有不同的方法去欢迎在外国来的贵宾。
Each nation has her own custom in welcoming and honor guests.
如果要来的贵宾呢,是这么伟大,这么有能力, 在一个创造,在一个主的时候,
and if this honored guest was a creator, a great God,
这个神一定会很受欢迎,很受人尊敬的,
so this God must be very welcome, very honored by others.
这个耶稣来到就是要将这个生命, 将这个方向, 将这个满足, 将这个自由带给这个世上的人。
Jesus came so that he can bring forth contentment, freedom, and joy to everyone.
我们世上的人应该是否很欢喜快乐地迎接他呢?
So it goes to say that we should naturally be very welcoming to him.
但是第十节他这样说,
but in verse 10 it tells us,
他说, 他在世界, 世界也是藉着他做的, 但这个世界却不认识他。
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him.
第三章第十九到二十节都有讲到过,光来到这个世间,世人因为自己的行为是恶的,就不爱光,反而去黑暗。
And also in John chapter 3 verses 19 to 20, it tells us similarly, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil.
当光来到的时候,人当耶稣是什么呢?
When the light came, what did people think Jesus was?
人当他是傻佬,一个疯子。
They thought that Jesus was a madman.
当他是革命家甚至当他出世的时候,那天他找了圣诞老人来代替他。
They treated him as if he was a revolutionary, or even on his birthday, people substituted him with Santa Claus.
连最先接受神,交托给他认识神启示的犹太人。
Even with the Jews who were first, whom God had first revealed to,
连他犹太人都不去接待他。
Even the Jews did not welcome him.
因为他指责他说，你都耶稣你都不跟着我们犹太人那些习俗去做。
Because they rebuked Jesus because Jesus was against their traditions.
你都不是出身一个很尊贵的家庭。
And they accused him of not coming from a noble family.
他们在那里去拒绝了耶稣。
They refused Jesus.
刚才他说他为什么拒绝呢？因为他自己行为是恶的。他怕来 去接近这个光。
The reason they refused Jesus was because their actions were sinful and they were afraid to be close to this light.
他怕这个光会来去责备他。
They were afraid that the light would rebuke them.
你知不知道塔最憎见到什么呢？
Do you know what a thief would hate to see?
当然是警察啦。
Of course, a policeman.
他怕警察要来捉他们嘛。
They're afraid that the policeman would come and arrest them.
就算是他没有做案的时候见到警察来都怕啊。
Even if they had not committed a crime, but as soon as they see a cop, they would start getting afraid.
就算我们普通人啦，我们都好有时候都很怕见到警察来啊。
Even common folks would also not want to welcome a cop.
因为我们每个人心里俗语都说有个鬼在这里，有个罪疚感在这里。
Because all of us have some kind of guilt within us.
我们每一个人都曾经做过一些不想人知道的事。
Because every one of us had done at least one thing that we don't want others to find out.
我不想被人去发现那些错处。
We don't want people to see our weaknesses.
当这个圣经亮光照在我们的心里头，我们心很不舒服的。
When the light that the Bible tells of that shines into our interior, we feel very uncomfortable.
我们良心，因为我们良心会责备我们。
Because our conscience is admonishing us.
最好的方法就是怎样呢？等你良心会麻木，更加麻木。
So the best way we want to defend ourselves is to desensitize our conscience.
要么就去否认这个真理的存在。
Or we refuse to know that the truth exists.
要么就将这个真理的压放到个标准来啱啱我好。
Or we suppress the standard of the truth so that it'll just meet our conscience.
要么我们做翻好多好事去补偿它。
Or we would compensate by doing lots of good works.
他见到这个光的时候，他很怕来走这个光。
So when people see the light, they are afraid to go near it.
但是为什么要拒绝耶稣？但是我们人很多时候不喜欢听人家讲。
So a lot of times people don't want to be told.
我不想去听人家的服从人家的 order.
We don't want to obey others' orders.
有多少个打工仔啊？我们真的在心里头好真心好中意我嘅老细啊
！How many of the employees are truly enamored with their bosses？
我要去掌控，
I want to have control。
我要人哋跟住我嘅规矩去做。
I want people to follow my rules。
我中意开车有几爽就有几爽。
I want to drive as fast as I want to。
其实做总统的人工不高的。
So actually the salary for a president is not high.
但很多人为了要做总统这个权争到头昏额乱。
But because of the power that it entails, people fight over it.
当这个人不要神的时候，要去掌管，他要自己掌管自己生命的时候。
But when people refuse God and just want to control their own life,
他很快会用其他东西来去代替神。
Very soon they will substitute other things with God.
在过程当中都引发很多的罪行。
And that would create many sinful behaviors.
人与人之间，国家与国家之间难得去有和平。
There is no harmony between people and between nations.
其实你知不知道今年牛津大字典嘅2016年度嘅字系乜嘢咧
？Do you know what the word of the year 2016 is from the Oxford Dictionary？
佢每年咧，你话呢个英国牛津大字典要拣一个字啊？呢个字咧系今年咧好多人用，亦都系好多人谈论嘅。
Every year, Oxford Dictionary would choose a word for that year, which is very commonly used, very popular.
그게 post-truth.
The word is post-truth.
后真理.
Post-truth, after the truth.
不单止英国大字，连德国。 也都被德国来转为他今年的年度字。
So not only in England did they pick this word as the word of the year, in Germany the same word.
什么意思呢?
So what does that mean?
以前呢, 我们那些传媒想去报道某一件事的时候呢,
So before when the media want to broadcast certain things,
记者是不是要采访问，要多方搜集资料。
The journalists would have to go for doing their research, conducting interviews,
去找一些见证人,
to go and looking for witnesses.
然后就证实了是啦，他才能敢出街去报道的。
When everything is verified, the journalists would then report it.
但今天不是了。
But today is very different.
如果你想知道什么件事，你上网Google啦。
So if you want to know something now, you just go online and Google it.
现在还有一个叫做Google Home是吗?
So now there's even a thing called Google Home.
你讲一件什么叫做这个字典解，那个东西就会解释给你听的了。
So you would tell it the word that you want a definition of, and the Google Home would give it to you.
很多时候他们上网的资料是对的。
So lots of times the information is accurate.
但有问题，有时候是错的。But
sometimes those are not accurate.
或者有人故意写一些谎言。Because
we know that there are certain people who intentionally write
lies.我上网睇嘅嘢，我上网睇嘅，我错咗，我都冇办法知道系错定啱去查证。So
when you go online, sometimes you don't know what you get is right or wrong.
于是那些东西就广为流传，都变成是真的了。And
so the erroneous things might become disseminated and becomes the truth.
但难道我们人不懂得去分辨吗？
So can we just distinguish the difference?
会的，我们将这些资料摆在一起。
So yeah, we can do that. We can put these information side by side.
然后呢，我用我哋嘅脑，用我哋嘅逻辑去决定，make sense，啱唔啱啦，系咪？
So we'll use our intellect, use our logic to see if they make sense.
其实，但有时我哋嘅思想唔系真系中立嘅，我哋有好多时候有立场嘅。But
lots of times our thoughts are not totally neutral.
同埋我哋所知道嘅嘢其实好有限。
And what we know are very limited.
但我哋咁样所谓用我哋个脑去分析，然后决定嘅时候
，So if we think that we could use our intellect to analyze and to determine，
即系话呢一切嘅事个对错系由我去决定啦。
So everything, whether it's right or wrong, would be determined by me.
我觉得啱，我觉得合理，呢件事情就合理啦。
If I think that it is right, if I think that it is reasonable, then it is fine.
即是说呢，我就是那个真理了。Therefore,
I am the truth.
那都不是那些，是我来做决定，哪些是真理，哪些是对还是错。I
make the determination whether that is right or wrong.
我不需要那些绝对真理来告诉我。I
don't need any absolute truth to tell me.
那些客观，总是有权威的真理，已经过时了，post了，过了。So
all those truths that used to have authority is now post-truth.
你为了达到这个目的，连这个过程，这个means都不需要去合理化它了。So
in order to achieve this end, even the means do not justify.
Do not need to be justified.
So many people would know that something is wrong. Or something that is false. Or something that would create bad consequence.
都好唔係出人意料之外啦，都好咁樣好多咁發生咗出嚟。
But many of these things will still happen.
后真理
Post-truth.
这个问题其实不是新的了。
So actually, this problem is not new.
在创世纪的时候，蛇已经在这个人旁边这样去问。
In the book of Genesis, the serpent had already started to question the Adam and Eve.
神真的是不是这样讲的呢？
Did God really say that?
这个后真理，这个后真理，这个其实已经是神人一开始的时候已经在一个反叛神。
So this post-truth already existed at the very beginning of the Bible.
这个答案，神是不是真的这么讲？这个问题，这个答案决定了人类的生和死。
The answer to the serpent's question, did God really say, determined whether we live or we die?
我在圣经知道，从此罪就入了这个世界。
And from the Bible, we know that from then on, sin entered the world.
带来了神人和神的隔开。
It brought a big gulf between men and God.
正是我们今生活着的时候，我们都好像死在罪恶过犯的里面。
Even though we live, we die in sin.
而且人的死后，我们的灵魂会继续的存活。
And after we die, our spirit continues.
一直他等到大审判的那天有第二次的死。
Until the great judgment day when Christ returns, second death.
整个的创造，整个的人类其实就在这个这样的困局的里面。
So the entire creation, the entire humanity is in this, track.
但是圣诞节的好消息就是，这救主耶稣基督已经降生了。
But the very good news of Christmas is our Savior Jesus is already born.
这个救主已经来到了。
The Savior has arrived.
因为我们人的我问题在我们的内心里面。
Because our problem really is within us.
我只是改变外在行为是不能够救到人的。
If we only change our external actions, it cannot save us.
所以我们需要一个大有能力的救主才可以救我们。
So we need an omnipotent savior to save us.
而只有那位去创造我们的神才可以这样去做。
And it is only the creator God who can do this.
第十四节他说，这个道神的儿子成为肉身。
And in verse 14, it tells us that, and the Word, Jesus' Son, God's Son became flesh.
这个永存的神取了或者披上了这个人的身体。
This eternal God put on human flesh.
用个降世成为一个人住在人的中间。
Incarnated and dwelled among us.
不是好似好似有神话里面有啲讲到咁。
So it's not like a myth or a legend.
话神咧突然间嚟到世上就变咗好似个人形咁，人嘅形状咁。
That this legend would say, God comes down on earth and then becomes looking like a man.
然后咧喺度执行公正义，就杀晒所有世上嘅坏人。
And gave justice and it killed all the bad people.
我睇好多 movie 都係咁樣㗎。
Many movies have the same theme.
點解神唔會咁樣做呢？我哋都諗得到啦。
So why doesn't God do that? Even we can imagine that.
將所有嘅罪惡罪人殺曬，咁咪世界和平囉。
So why doesn't God kill all the sinners so that the world would be at peace?
但如果神有一日佢要真係要咁去做嘅时候，
But if indeed God was to do such a thing,
我想我们每一个人，包括你包括我，都没有一个人都会能够全心全在这个世界上。
I believe not one of us here would remain on earth.
但是神不是想这样去消灭我们。
But God doesn't want to destroy us this way.
因为我们是神所创造最美好的人类的时候，人类是神所创造最好的时候。
Because we are created by God. This is the, His best creation.
就算佢当佢犯罪嘅之后，佢仍然嘅用掌尽办法去拯救佢哋。
Even after we sin, God tried also to rescue us.
喺佢永恒嘅里面，佢有佢一个计划。
And He has His sovereign plan in eternity.
喺佢喺呢个道嘅神嘅儿子。在肉在这个就是来到世上在肉身上经历到、啊、人那个出生
And、God's son experienced birth on earth、
啊、他经历到人间的贫穷去被衰杀
He had experienced、poverty and、persecution
他经历到被藐视被他出卖
He experienced ridicule and betrayal
正经讲到佢系冇罪嘅，因为佢从贞玛利亚出生。
The Bible tells us that Jesus was without sin。
佢亦都喺一生嘅里面冇犯过罪。
And he had never sinned throughout his life。
只有一个咁完一个完全嘅人，先可以背负我哋有罪人嘅罪喺佢嘅边喺佢嘅身上。
Only this perfect man can bear。Our sin on him.
将我哋个罪连佢一样嘅钉死喺个十字架上边。
With our sin, he was crucified on the cross.
以致呢个罪唔能够再去箍住我哋控制我哋。
So that the sin would no longer be able to enslave us and control us.
呢个死本来系我哋每一个人应该得到嘅。
And this death was what we deserve.
但系神俾我哋头先讲嘅恩典。本来都唔系我哋人应该配得嘅。
But God had given us this grace that we do not deserve。
但系因为耶稣基督嘅降生，将神本来要嗰计划，去将显话俾我哋听。
And it is because of the birth of God's Son that He reveals God's original plan。
而嚟呢个耶稣就喺神嘅怀里面嘅独生子，将好神完完全全嘅话俾表明出嚟。
And this one and only Son of God can reveal God in the, His perfect、attribute.
啊，神呢个拯救计划本来先去启示俾摩西听。
And God's、salvation plan had also first been revealed to Moses.
啊，佢用佢大能嘅手去证明佢系一个有慈爱、有恩惠嘅神，去带佢哋出埃及。
And God delivered them from Egypt with His powerful hand, showing them He is both powerful and merciful.
嗱，你将喺十诫嘅里律法嘅里面，即表达神对人啊，神对人嗰个心意同埋俾人嘅真理。
And、from the Ten Commandments, it、reveals God's、mindset and truth.
啊，喺律法嘅里面，去预备人嘅心。去迎接呢个救主。
And in the Ten Commandments, the law prepared people's hearts to receive the Savior.
一直等到耶稣嚟嘅时候，将呢个恩典同真理更加完全嘅去话俾世人听。
Until Jesus came, the truth and grace was 100% revealed.
但系因住呢个黑暗嘅世界去拒绝神嘅时候。
But because people in the dark refuse God,
耶稣的出世正在一步一逐步逐步的走向这个十字架。
And Jesus' birth led him step by step to the cross.
有人说耶稣的出世那个真正的意义要在复活节才能够完全的去被明白。
Someone has said that the real meaning of Jesus' birth could only be understood in the light of Easter.
出世冇乜咁出奇。
So a birth may not be that amazing.
但佢出世就系一步一步嘅去成全神要救人类嗰个计划。
But from birth, Jesus step by step.Fulfill God's salvation plan for humanity.
丰盛丰丰富富的恩典
This is indeed God's abundant grace.
我哋话哦，呢个不可思议噶，唔合理啊。
So we might say, well, this is not reasonable. I cannot even imagine it.
但系圣经里面话喺神喺耶稣基督，佢显现佢嘅系喺一切都系真嘅。
But the Bible tells us that what is revealed through Jesus is the truth.
因为人离开神，因为人离开咗神之后，啊，我哋成我哋嘅感觉，啊，我哋成日话凭感觉，我哋凭嘅感觉其实系会变嘅。
So when people went astray from God, our feelings change.
啊，人睇嚟好似好好嘅嘢，有时好似发咗一场梦。
And things that we sometimes thought were good actually becomes just a dream.
就喺呢个咁混乱啊，咁唔稳定嘅后真理嘅世代里面。
And in this post-truth times where things are not stable,
神就系要特登藉着呢个佢儿子嘅生同死同复活，将个真理去表明出嚟。
God wants to use His Son Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection to reveal His truth.
他告诉人听，神是一个守约，好是守约咁去爱佢嘅子民。
He tells people that He fulfills His covenant to love His own people.
神嘅爱系永远不变，唔会变，系咁多历代以嚟。一路落嚟都唔会变嘅。
God's love never changes through all the generations.
真正嘅自由唔系话随我哋去做我哋喜欢做嘅嘢。
And real freedom does not mean that we could do whatever we want.
而系做我哋应该要做嘅嘢。
Rather, it is to do what we should be doing.
耶稣嘅救赎就咁样去更新我哋嘅心。
Therefore, Jesus' salvation is to renew our hearts.
叫我哋去个心去明白同埋去渴慕呢个真理。
That our hearts would understand and to desire the truth.
当这喺圣经嘅真理会指导我哋得到自由。
And from the truth in the Bible, it will then truly give us freedom.
喺真理嘅里面，我哋唔会再迷失。
And in truth, we will no longer be lost.
喺当中，我哋先能够找到真正的满足和真正的盼望。
In it we will find the real satisfaction and the real hope.
神的儿子本来在天上满有荣耀。
God's son was enthroned in heaven with all the glory.
是一切的造物主。
He was the creator of all.
他来到这个世降生来到这个世界上。
He incarnated to this world.
我们的心应该怎样，我们应该怎样去回应呢？
How shall our response be from our hearts?
第十二节他这样说。
In verse 12, it tells us,
他说凡接待他的，受住信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name,He gave the right to become children of God.
即是说我们要向神去悔改。
That means we need to repent before the Lord.
谦卑的承认我们自己是一个罪人。
Humbly confess that we are sinners.
我们诚心求神去帮助我们离开这个罪恶。
And truly ask God to help us to stay away from sin.
过一个去讨神喜悦的生活。
To live a life that is pleasing to God.
第二我去信靠耶稣。
And we are to trust Jesus.
我们不单止相信耶稣是在曾经在历史上来过这个世界上。
So not only do we believe in the historical Jesus,
还要将我们的生命的全心全意的交给他。
But we need to give him our entire life.
信靠他为我们做了那些我们不能够为自己做的事。
Trust in him that he can do what we cannot do.
就是将我们就在个十字架上除去我们的罪。
That he on the cross had taken away our sin.
如果有一天你要坐飞机回去亚洲啊、香港或大陆咁。
If one day you were to take a plane to Asia, Hong Kong or China,
你不会说去到机场望下飞机。
You wouldn't just go to the airport look at the airliner.
架飞机好大架，好新，好靓。
Oh, what a beautiful airplane! What a big airplane!
我哋知道，佢咁靓，佢梗系有可以载到我翻去噶啦。咁。
So when I see this plane and it's so big and surely it'll be able to take me to my trip.
就咁去睇做唔到噶，系咪？
But if you're just purely looking at the plane, you can't arrive there.
我们听过很多节目音。就这么听过都做不到的,
just like you've heard of the gospel many times, but just listening to it, you cannot achieve.
我们要登上去这架飞机,
you need to embark on that plane.
我们相信这个驾驶舱里面的机师能够去将我们安全地带到去目的地,
and we believe that the pilot would be able to bring us to that destination.
将我们心交给神的时候，我们相信神能够将我们赐给我这个新的生命。
When we entrust everything to God, we know that God will give us a new life.
今天在这个圣诞节里面,
so today on Christmas Day,
我们都说去都有一个喜乐的圣诞。
That we wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
我们每一个小孩，每一个家庭里面的小孩出世，我都会好开心。
And any birth in any family would be met with happy hearts.
在今日的经文里面，我们看到在马太出世，那个耶稣会带来整个人类的更大的希望，是更大的喜乐。
And today in the passage, we see that Jesus who was born in a manger can give us even greater hope, greater life. Let us pray.
天父，我们多谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你给我们的福音是多么奇妙。
You've given us this amazing gospel.
你将这个最大的礼物就是你儿子耶稣基督来赐给我们。
You've given us the greatest gift of all, your Son Jesus Christ.
你更加在十字架上去担负我们的罪。
You were crucified on the cross so that you can bear our sins.
叫一切信你的人能够有权柄去做你的儿女。
That everyone who believes in you will have that right to become your children.
叫一切信你的人能够得到罪得到赦免。
That everyone who believes in you will have their sin forgiven.
叫一切信你的人能够有一个更新，有一个新的永恒的生命。
That everyone who believes in you will have a new life.
求主你 让我们每一个人开我们的心，可以明白。
May you open our hearts so that we can understand.
我们这样祈祷，是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all these in your Son's name. Amen.